Hi, Daniel. Daniel, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. My job, of course, is to get you the details of the service, how everything would work and everything that would be included. Also, to make it affordable for you, this is a position that we are actively filling today. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good, man.
Good. How about you? I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. So, you know, obviously, our job would be to make it easier for people to find your company and call you directly. So the whole point of this is to get direct phone calls. People will not need to already know the name of your business, but as long as they're in your service area looking for keywords related to the services that you provide, we'll make sure your business is always one of those options that people see on that first page of their search result. You know, you'll never be the only company that pops up, and honestly, not everyone will decide to call you, but that's actually a good thing. You're only going to get calls from people who are interested in hiring you for your services. Now, I don't see a website for the business. Is there not currently a website for your company?
Yeah, I have a website.
You do? Okay. Well, Angela's a little bit new. I'll have to remind her that it's her job to attach the websites here when there is one. And I did see like a Yelp listing. Are you using that? Is that bringing you new business?
No, I try using Yelp, man, but the Yelp is a scam, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that. That's exactly what I hear. I mean, you're paying good money for bad leads, and you know, a lot of business owners that I speak with are not seeing any benefit to using that service. So, you know, our service is extremely different than Yelp. I mean, in about every way, shape, and form that you can imagine. You know, our job, of course, is to just get phone calls coming your way. I'm looking at your website right now. It's coldzone.net, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would promote this website on all the different destinations and directories that get indexed when someone does a keyword search. You'll be on the first page of Google and Bing. You'll have Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook, even Facebook paid ads. This can easily cover your service area. Now, are you just keeping it in and around Long Beach, or how far are you traveling for the right customer?
Well, right now, this is the deal what I'm doing right now. This is my side gig. I have a regular job from 8 to 3.
Okay.
So I do this. So I can't really take on so many clients because I can't even get to them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But you are doing residential and commercial, right?
Yeah. Both.
Okay.
But also
perfect.
I do refrigeration work as well. Refrigeration
you
work
do.
As well.
Yeah, I saw that on the website. So now, as far as the cost of the service, it's exactly $249. It bills once a month for $249. That's all inclusive. The Facebook ads are included. The calls come into you, meaning no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that it's designed to get more phone calls coming your way, even though you're keeping it part-time for now. Is that something you would want for your business at this point, just a couple extra jobs here and there?
Well, that's what I'm looking for. I cannot take on, 30 jobs a month. I only
sure.
need, like, maybe max 10 jobs a month. That would be
okay.
Perfect. You know?
Got it, yeah. Yeah, so this is not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on. You will, though, get a steady stream of phone calls coming directly to you, and it's really designed for one job to more than offset the cost of the service. And like you said, 10 or 15 jobs a month is more than enough for you, and you get to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. You know, whether it is that residential job or that commercial job, maybe a job you can get done quickly and move on. Now, of course, as I mentioned, it's a month-to-month service, so it's just our job to make sure you're getting that sufficient amount of jobs to keep it profitable for you. Again, not inundate you with more work than you can take on. You've already got a website, so I'd be happy to even just waive the one-time setup fee that would normally be attached to the very first month. It would just be $249 as an out-the-door cost. It's a fixed rate. It'll never go up, no matter how long you keep the service. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. And it's all-inclusive, so there's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying per click, caller, job, or percentage of your profits. I know with Yelp, you're having issues even just getting somebody on the phone. They weren't even good leads. So none of that is going to happen here. Of course, with those calls coming directly to you from someone who saw your website and then decided to call you, they're really calling hoping that you're available. They want to work with you. So going to be a very high conversion rate for you. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see how well the service is working for you. Did you have any other questions for me before we get that set up for your business?
Okay. So, how do you guys, what did you get your leads from? From like where? Who's calling you guys? How do you get your leads?
Yeah, so we're not sending you leads. We're a Google Premier partner. So when positions become available for optimization, it's our job to find the right company to work with. We're going to be creating all the different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown that get indexed when someone does a keyword search. The businesses that pop up on the first page of Google or even Bing, they get 9 out of 10 buying decisions. It's really where people go when they do not know who to call, and that benefits you. People do not need to know the name of your company. But people in your service area go online every day looking to find someone who does HVAC or for you, even commercial refrigeration. So when they do that search, you'll be one of those options, and that means more phone calls coming your way. I mean, you've done a search on Google before for like a restaurant or like a hardware store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my question is to you, because I'm working on another marketing company where they do basically what you do right now, and I'm paying them as well. Is that going to be whatever you do is going to kind of like flash whatever they're doing for me, or what's going to happen there?
So everything that you have working for your business right now will continue to work for you, but it's just going to work better. It's going to reach more people, like your website. Right now, it's a bit difficult to find it. Basically, I had to look for your company by name and city to find your company's website. We don't want that to have to be the case because, you know, most people don't know who to call. They're not looking for anybody in particular, but they are looking for someone to call. They know the service that they need. They're going to try and find somebody who can provide that service. So we're going to make it easier for people to find that website, and of course that means more phone calls to you. Your website's this great conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to call you. It'll be our job to make it easier for people to find that website.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you a chance for 1 month and see what you guys have going on. Okay, so I'll do it 1 month. But there's not any setup fees. There's no some hidden fees.
Yeah, there's no hidden fees.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, there's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. It's simple, straightforward pricing. And in this case, it would bill once a month for exactly that $249. No setup fee even in that first month. So it's $249 as an out-the-door cost. Now, I did see Cold Zone Inc., but also without the ink. Did you want it just Cold Zone? How did you want the business to be consistently branded across the board?
It is set up as INC, so I don't know what twice in the INC. But okay. I'm already on Google. If you punch into me, A-Track,
oh, I did. I did see that.
Three area code.
And I'm, yeah, I'm but it, like that's, top three, especially, three, that's why I was asking you, because it only has Cold Zone on your Google listing. I mean, we can change that. If you want it to say Cold Zone Inc., we can make sure that that's how it appears. But right now, it just appears as Cold Zone. No physical address. Of course, your business is service-based. Nobody ever comes to you. You always go out to the customer, right?
Because I'm running the business out of my own house. I don't want anybody
to, you
know.
Yeah, that's kind of how... So. Yeah, that's exactly how Google expects it to be. You know, Google knows most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. So obviously they don't want to list that physical street address. And you're not even going to be listed with the 90803 zip code. Now, your first name is Daniel, is that correct?
Correct.
And Angela never did get your last name, sir.
It's V like Victor. U-L-I-N.
V-U-L-I-N. And then I was looking on your website for an email address. The email is really just for us to contact you regarding your account. So it could be a personal email. That's fine. Most of the time we're just going to call you or text you. I know you've got a contact form on there, but I did not see an email address. What's a good email address for you then?
It's my name, Daniel. My last name is VULIN at iCloud.com.
And Daniel is DANIEL?
Yes.
So first name, last name at iCloud.com. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I'll be taking a look at what's called our client interview calendar and to schedule what's called a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will speak with you in more detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of that in a follow-up call. I did want to do one other thing here, Daniel, and that's just to add another layer of protection here, a little bit of extra security on your account. It's a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Cold Zone Inc., even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you to verify the answer to the security question. But it's really more for your protection. If you get any phone calls from someone claiming to be Google or Local Splash, make sure they know that information. They'd basically be able to give it to you immediately. And if they cannot, then you shouldn't speak with them. And if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that would not be us. You would not want to entertain that phone call. Like I said, it's exactly $249. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Mickey.
Mickey, like M-I-C-K-E-Y?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I have to type it in twice. Sure.
Let me ask you another question, man.
Sure, of course.
So basically, this is not one of those services where it's going to take about 6 months for stuff to start working. Or what is it?
No. So this is a comprehensive package that includes both search engine optimization and social media. It's not like we can flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight, but it is going to happen in that first month. That first month is going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. So they want us to say 7 to 14 business days for your Facebook ads to be up and running. Sometimes it's a little bit less than that, but usually within that first 2 weeks, you'll be already having that online presence that's going to start generating those phone calls for you. I'll go over the complete time frame in just a second here. And then for the initial investment of $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover. What works best for you?
Right here, I got the Visa.
Is it your name on the card first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's a business card, but it's my name. But on my card, the name is spelled different. It's D-A-N-I-J-E-L. V-U-L-I-N.
Okay. And then you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4246-3154-0376-9803.
And then the expiration month and year?
04/29/04/2029,
and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
519.
You said 519-519?
Yes.
And then April or 04/2029 for the expiration date. Daniel, was the card itself 4246-3154-0376-9803?
Right.
And that bill is at the 6320 East Vermont Street in Long Beach, 90803?
Correct.
Now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive our welcome email. It's a confirmation email that does have our client support information on there. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah.
Okay. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Of course, you can email 24/7. Daniel, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either after hours or very late in the day, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, as I mentioned, you'll receive all that information by way of email in a couple of minutes. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we're just about to go over, and a voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a text message, and when you receive either the email or text, please let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, Daniel, because we are a Google Premier partner, we are required to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It actually attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a flat rate, that in this case, we're waiving your setup fee and reducing the cost to a fixed rate of $249. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. And I'll try to get through it as quick as I can without being rude here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Daniel, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Cold Zone INC.
That is how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Daniel Woolen, owner.
And then Daniel, as the owner of Cold Zone INC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Now, it says to get results as fast as possible. Daniel, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Daniel, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, in Hyrule,
how fast I was answering Yelp in about 30 seconds, and I still didn't get no client. 30 seconds.
I hear that all the time. I mean, you're responding right away, and you're still not even getting in touch with someone viable. And I mean, my heart goes out to business owners that try the services that do not work. I've been doing this, well, actually, April 17 will be my 13th anniversary with this company, so you'll be in really good hands with us. Now, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you'll continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And there's a couple of reasons that we're asking this. I mean, first of all, with all of the content we'll be creating for your business, we certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. Equally or even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So, of course, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Daniel, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, well, I have the other company that's who I'm working with. And I have a 6-month contract with them as well. So I don't know. That's what
so
I asked.
As long
as
long as they're not going to change any information that is already online, we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we do it in the beginning. We want to make sure that your business information online is accurate. So if anything changes that you're aware of, if a phone number changes or an address or something like that, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is consistent across the board, because that's going to help you to stay right there on that first page. Now, it does say, and I know you're already verified, you already have a Google Business Profile, but if we need any other documents, any photos or anything like that, We just ask that you submit that information within the first 7 days, as failure to provide that information within the first 7 days might result in delays to your account. And then you do agree to submit any necessary documentation or supporting evidence, photos and things like that, within the first 7 days, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, of course, as I mentioned, the first month is going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, including waiving your setup fee, this part reads as follows. This is your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I will waive today, will be charged today's date, the 9th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That non-refundable $249 is a fixed rate, so it's not ever going to go up, and it's an exact amount, so there's no hidden taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249, once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, we try to do our client interviews in that first day, second day, third day. So I'm going to pull up that client interview calendar to see what's available. If we can get it done today, that certainly expedites the process. Days 5 through 7, that's when your dashboard, your tracking and reporting is available, because that's when all the directories will have been submitted. Now, they do want us to say 7 to 14 days, as I mentioned, for your Facebook ads. It might be less than that. Days 45 through 60, everything firing on all cylinders. You're listed throughout your service area for all of your services. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we'll continue to provide tracking, reporting, optimization, updates, etc. Now, of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked. You can also pause the service. Let's say you get more work than you can take on, or you need to go on vacation. I mean, you don't have to pause the service seasonally, not in Long Beach, but that's certainly something that you can do. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. Daniel, all we request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Daniel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive that automated email, and let me go ahead and pull up that client interview calendar to see what's available. Now, the client interviews, they're scheduled by the hour, but the call itself really only takes about 30 or 40 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for this call. Kind of just off the top of your head questions regarding your account. But we are going to want to talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, etc. It looks like we're booked out for the rest of the day, but tomorrow we've got several slots still open. There's a 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 10, 11, or 1 p.m. Which of those would work out best for you? The 9 o'clock? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. There's a one-hour window for a couple of different reasons, even though the call might take only 30, 40 minutes. If you have additional questions, Daniel, we certainly want to make sure that we get those questions answered. Also, if the guy before you has too many questions and that runs a little bit long, then there is the opportunity for us to still conduct that phone call in that timely frame. So it might not get to you at 9 o'clock. It might be 9:05. It might be 9:15. It shouldn't be as late as 9:30, but I mean, even if they call you at 9:30, they'll still be able to get the call done in that 1 hour window. Okay. Now you are at 8 o'clock going to get a reminder email for that phone call, and that'll be tomorrow, of course. And at whenever they do call you, if I'm in between phone calls myself, I'll join that conversation just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I do try to keep my phone line open for these types of things, but I may have already been on a phone call. For that time frame, I think I should be available. We have a meeting right at 9 if they're
ready right at 9, I should still be able to hop on it real quick. I did want to ask you one other thing. Are you accepting anything other than like cash and check, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
Yeah, Venmo, Zelle, what's it called, the other one?
Cash App or PayPal?
Yeah. I accept all of those.
All of those? What about Cash App?
I think I have it. I don't know. I have to go look at it.
Okay.
I think somebody hacked me. I had to cancel it or some crap.
Oh, okay. So we'll just put Venmo, Zelle, and PayPal. And are you accepting cash and check? What about credit card?
Credit card also, yes.
Okay, credit card also. And are you wanting to be found like Monday through, you said it's just kind of like nights and weekends, or is it all, 7 days a week?
Well, since the refrigeration is like an emergency service, sometimes it's 24 hours. So I just put 24 hours. Fine.
Okay, so you are available 24 hours. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Even with that other job. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a couple of different emails. The welcome email, like I said, is going to have our contact information, but most of our emails will have the client support information that I already gave you. But your welcome email is also going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system is not going to be live just yet. We have to do your client interview tomorrow and then create the additional content. You will, though, in the next few days, get confirmation when your tracking system is live. You'll get a text and an email with your login credentials as well. Again, the welcome email will have that information. You can try at any point in time to access your client dashboard, but you might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Now, our system should have sent you at least, it looks like it's in the process of sending an email out to you. The Local Splash initial invoice is the first one that you'll receive. You are going to get an email that says action needed, photos needed for Google verification. Just disregard that one because you are already PIN verified. And you already have a Google Business profile. And that's just an automated email that everybody gets. You'll also get, like I said, that welcome email. The one email that has been sent out to you is the one, though, that I want you to take a look at right now. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it's going to say, hello, Daniel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. A couple of sentences down. Do you see those two words, click here?
I received the actual text.
Yes, you get a text message. The email is what actually generates the text. You can open up the text also, but it should say the same thing. In the body of the email, above that graphic that says access your dashboard, where it says thank you, the Local Splash team, right above that it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here.
Yeah, I did. And now he sent me to some ID Splash username and password.
Okay, so you're already a couple of steps ahead of my system. Let me update that. Like I said, you do not need to go that next step. If you did, it would just take you to the error page that we're still trying to set everything up. Our automated system thinks both that the tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. But like I said, you'll get confirmation when everything is set up. Other than that, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, of course, earning your business. I did want to personally thank you for your kindness and your patience in taking this call. I don't always get that. And it's always nice to speak with someone who's been respectful of my time. And I hope that I've been respectful of yours as well. I also do hope that I'll be... Thank you. Absolutely. No, it's really nice to speak with someone who's friendly. If I am, and I hope I will be, in between phone calls when our technician calls you in that 9 to 10 o'clock hour, like I said, it might not be right at 9, a few minutes or even several minutes after 9 o'clock, but we'll be reaching out to you tomorrow to get that client interview done and get everything started here in earnest. But I really appreciate you, Daniel. You have a great rest of the day.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.